Hey guys, you're listening to Mark L from triplerelationships.com. I've got with me Marnie Kinries from wingirlsdating.com on the line here. Welcome along, Marnie.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. So Marnie, can you tell us a bit about yourself and how you got into teaching men how to attract women?
Oh, definitely. Well, for my entire life, I have been helping all of my male friends meet women, understand women, giving them advice on what women want, what they're thinking, what they're really saying. So I have just decided to turn this into a business. I realize that a lot of men out there don't have female friends. They don't have a female resource that they can use to find out all of this wonderful information about women. So I am offering myself to other men to provide information on women.
Sounds awesome. I think there'd be a lot of guys that would be interested in that.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
what makes you, though? What makes you the go-to girl?
The go-to girl? Well, I am a woman, number one, and I have a background in psychology. In college, I studied male-female relationships. That's what I am a professional in, and that's what I love doing. I love watching how males and females interact, and I especially understand, and I always listen to my female friends and listen to what it is that they want and what they're really saying. That's what makes me the professional, mainly because I am a woman and I know exactly what I'm thinking and feeling, and I talk to women all the time, so I know what they're thinking and feeling.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, straight from the horse's mouth. And and then there's also something you told me a while ago was that you or at least you used to anyway take men out about into actual real life situations, and you've done in the field training a lot before as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. So we do something called the wing girl outing, which is two wing girls and one man, and we take them out to a social location, whatever is best suited for them or wherever they choose to go to, so either a bar or a club or even a bookstore, wherever they think that they have potential of meeting somebody, we will go with them. And we'll engage girls, so we'll approach girls, pick them up for them, and either pull the girl over to our client or pull our client over to the girl. Introduce them, start conversation, just so that our client is comfortable, and then either we'll phase ourselves out, or if the woman is not interested, we will kindly excuse ourselves and help our clients save face, and then provide him with feedback as to maybe why she was not attracted to him or what he was possibly doing or what he could have done to stir feelings of attraction.
That's got to be so much better than any book or any, I mean, I'm not saying books are bad all, but
yeah.
I mean, just actually taking action and having live advice go on, personal coaching, that's surely got to be really helpful for men.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's immediate feedback. So it's like with any skill that you're trying to learn. If you have immediate feedback, that's the best. If you want to learn how to ride a bike, you can't really learn from a book. You have to go out there and practice either by yourself. And if you're able to have a coach be with you, then that's even better. It just helps you learn faster and understand better. And by having two females by your side, number one, it validates you to other women because you have attractive women beside you who are saying, he's someone that should be around women. He's someone that is able to be around women. He's a good guy. And then also, because we are women, we can read other women in the room and can help our client, understand what he's doing right, what he's doing wrong, ways that he can tweak his style so that he can get better results.
That's awesome. I think that's a great service, and guys might want to check that out. I'm just interested, what kind of success have you seen in men through your coaching?
I have seen men who have been afraid to approach anybody. I had this one client who was 26 years old, and he contacted me saying that he would go to malls all the time and attempt to go up and approach women, and he would freeze every single time he got about 5 steps away, turn around, and walk away from them. And after 3 weeks of working with me, and actually we only did over the phone coaching, he was able to approach everybody and anybody because I taught him to look at it as a game, and I taught him to understand rejection and be okay with rejection, and just I had him practice over and over again going up and approaching people so that he didn't put too much pressure on the approach, and he was able to enjoy the fact that he was increasing his options and approaching as many people possible.
That's awesome. And you must have gained quite a lot of perspective on what's actually going on through the male mind when he has trouble approaching women or with other aspects of dating.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I've talked to hundreds and hundreds of men, and actually most men, they do come to me with the same concerns about women or the same misconceptions and misunderstandings about women. So now it's sort of routine as to what I teach these men, that I think can help them better attract women and mainly better understand women so that they can have the confidence when they are around women.
Cool. And okay, I've got to ask you this, just from a female perspective, okay. What are some of the biggest mistakes that men make when trying to attract a woman? Because I think that my listeners will be interested in this.
One of the biggest mistakes I see is that men, well, actually, it's probably from the other programs that are out there that teach men to talk 90% of the time and only allow women to talk 10% of the time. I actually have myself and my women girls teach the opposite. It's women should be talking 75% of the time, and a man should be talking 25% of the time, which means that the man is guiding the conversation, not dominating the conversation, because I've noticed for myself and with my other friends, when men approach them in a social setting and they just talk their ear off and the female is not talking at all, that shows, number one, disinterest, and number two, just a bragging, nervous, intimidated, needy man. So for my clients, I teach them that they should be, again, guiding the conversation as opposed to dominating it. So only talking 25% of the time. Plus, if you have a woman talking 75% of the time, then she's constantly having feelings of fear of rejection. So if you go up to a woman and, for example, as a man, you ask her an opinion opener, which means that you are approaching her because of her intelligence as opposed to approaching her because of her looks, that puts her in a minor state of fear where no matter who you are, she wants to impress you with her intelligence and the way that she answers the question. So if you put this into the 75-25 comment that I made before, you want to get a woman to be talking as much as she can so that she constantly is feeling this nervous energy running through her.
Cool, that makes total sense. And I've definitely heard a lot of different people and had them on my interviews teaching the opposite, and it's really actually interesting to hear from a female perspective. I had one guy actually teach something sort of similar to what you're saying, but he seems to reckon that a guy should do the majority of the speaking in the first 2 minutes. What do you think of that? And his theory on that was just that quite often women need a chance to take a look at the guy and get a chance to suss him out before actually being required to speak too much. What do you think, like, from your perspective?
Actually, maybe I'm not quite clear on the question. I think you just said that the men need to be talking for the first 2 minutes, and then they don't.
I'm just saying that I had another guy on the show saying something similar to what you said, and then he was saying that that men should be doing the majority of the talking in the first couple of minutes so that he's able to demonstrate who he is, and the woman get a chance to not be too nervous about, oh, what do I say, and that kind of thing. What's your take on that, though?
I kind of don't agree with that, especially with most of my clients. They are nervous enough as it is, so it's kind of better for them to throw the conversation back to the woman so that they can calm down and relax. For a lot of guys, if they're unable to confidently go up to a woman and start a conversation, if they are able to ask an opinion over and then let the woman speak, take a breath and relax, that lets them look better as opposed to them going up, having shaky conversation, or, you know, if they don't really even know what to say in the first 2 minutes, because they can lose that woman, first of all, in the first 5 seconds of talking to her. So I don't know if I really agree with that statement. I just think that men should never really dominate the conversation. The more that you allow a woman to talk and express her opinions, the closer and more attracted she'll feel to you.
It makes total sense what you're saying, and I think it's great that that men listen to your opinion on this as well, because as opposed to listening to what a guy has to say about things, you're actually hearing from the horse's mouth. I'm not calling you a horse, of course, but, you know, hearing...
I know exactly what you're straight from the source.
Yeah, totally.
So there's tons of programs out there that teach about what women want, but they're men teaching what women want, so they don't really know. They're just guessing, and they're guessing what works for them. Actually, I just wrote back to one of my clients today who was questioning all the other programs that were out there. And really, my message is that everything works. There's so many methods out there because everybody has to figure out what works for them. But what I'm teaching is just how women are accepting men, and women are taking in men, and women are taking in all these methods. And I'm trying to teach men how women respond and what they're thinking on the inside and what they're feeling on the inside when a man is using one of these methods on them. So, for example, I worked with this one client who had worked with another pickup artist, and I guess I won't say his name, but and this guy teaches canned materials and wearing crazy outfits and basically putting on a puppet show for women. So you can guess who that is. But I love what he teaches because I think that for a lot of men who are too nervous and don't have the confidence to approach women, I think it's great for them to have canned material in the beginning while they're learning what works for them. But I had this one client of mine tell me a story that he uses on women that involved motorcycles and basically things that I did not believe were about him. And I asked him at the end of his story, did that really happen to you? And he's like, no, that didn't happen to me. And I said, well, have you even been on a motorcycle? And he said, no, I haven't been on a motorcycle. And I said, don't use those stories. They don't work for you. You have to find materials that work for you. Everything that this program is teaching you about canned materials is great because it allows you to have stories on recall for when you do get nervous. But if you start telling a story that has nothing to do with you or with who you are, women will be able to sense that. Women will be able to smell that it's a lie or a story that you're making up and automatically write you off as a bad option or as a liar. And plus, you don't want to start off a possible relationship with a woman with a lie.
I think that's how a lot of guys probably come across as creepy as well, when they're sort of incongruent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also when I was out with this client that had taken the same program, he would go up to women and say his canned material, and he couldn't sell it properly because it wasn't him. It was a very nice guy, wonderful guy, and there were definitely different methods that would have worked for him, but he tried somebody else's method, and the woman just stared at him and said, is that a story? Did you just make that up on the spot? And I had to go over and save him and make, you know, and a joke, and then they ended up laughing, and he ended up laughing, and we had a great conversation. But other programs they do work. They're fantastic and wonderful for giving men confidence and building up confidence, but ultimately it comes down to just giving yourself minor tweaks. And if you can understand the other side, which is women, then you can tweak yourself properly.
Now, the main reason that I've got you on the line today is you've just basically over the years you've been doing all this coaching, and you've talked to hundreds of men, and you know inside out, and not only what's going on in a man's mind, what's going on inside a woman's mind, but you've seen firsthand what works, and you've distilled it down. Like, I've seen a lot of people put out products where they, for various reasons, sometimes it's because they're trying to expand and make their courses bigger and longer, or sometimes it's just because you know, for whatever reason, they distill the information into quite a lengthy and difficult to follow process. And you've gone the opposite with this, and you've gone ahead and basically tried to distill all your gold nuggets down into as shorter and easy to follow information as you possibly can. Can you tell our listeners a bit more about what you've just released?
Yeah, definitely. I have just released a downloadable e-video that's on my website called How to Become the Man Women Want, and it's taking 4 years of working with hundreds of men and condensing all of the information I gained into 18 minutes of concise information, of helpful information. There's no fluff, there's no crazy lengthy examples. It's just solid information for men to learn how to become the man women want. So I'm not trying to say that men are not being men, but I'm saying that in today's society, men have become more feminine. They're more female. And so I'm trying to teach them how to become the men that women are looking for, which is a man that is confident, that provides security, not financial security, but just mental security and emotional security. So what I've done is I did a survey of over 100 women, and I found out the top three characteristics that women find the most attractive and the most appealing in a man. And so the video outlines these three top characteristics and then provides exercises on how to gain each of these three characteristics. I consider it a prep course for using the Wing Girls, because until you have these three characteristics down, or until you have these skills down, it's kind of a waste of your money to go out on an outing with us. Because if you have these three characteristics, then you will be extremely successful and you'll get a lot out of our outings. But if you don't have these down, then we're mainly focusing our efforts during the outing on helping you gain these characteristics, which they take time. They're, you know, you're learning how to become a confident person, a proactive person, and a fun person. Those are the top three characteristics. So this video provides you with exercises that you can do in your own time on how to become the man women want. And I'm also offering, when you purchase the video, 2 free weeks of virtual Wing Girl services, which means that you have access to myself or to one of my other Wing Girls through email. You can ask any questions, unlimited, for 2 weeks.
That's fantastic. And yourself and your Wing Girls are answering these personally. So just so people are aware of how awesome that is, a lot of other people out there that provide dating and relationships products, they wind up outsourcing all of these sort of things, consultations and stuff, to places like India, people that don't even know what they're doing. You're talking about, you're going to get to hear straight from Marnie and her Wing Girls exactly what you need to hear in response to what's going on and what your sticking points are.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, now, and just one more note to tell you, that a lot of the programs out there are very focused on pickup. And I can direct you towards tons of courses that can help you with pickup. We really want to focus on helping men with relationships and helping men be with the people that they want to be with. I'm not really trying to help people find sex and be players. I'm trying to teach men how to become the man women want, because they should, if they want to ultimately be with a woman for either a relationship, a date, long-term, short-term, whatever it is, they need to know these skills.
Okay, so for anyone that wants to be the kind of man that women want, I highly recommend that you check out winggirlsdating.com right now. Just a reminder, the great news about this product is you don't have to plow through hours and hours of material just to find a few gold nuggets of advice. It's been purposely condensed into a short video containing the best of what you need to know, so that you can start taking action on what you learn, and so that you'll notice an immediate difference in your success with women today. Just also another reminder is there's some extra special goodies on the webpage, but I'll let you go and go to visit winggirlsdating.com right now to find that out for yourself. Thanks, Marnie, for taking the time to be on the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
I highly appreciate it. It's great talking to you, as always. And
you too.
Thanks. Just a reminder to everyone, the address is winggirlsdating.com. We highly recommend it. And to everyone out there listening, we'll see you next time.